Retiring House Ways and Means Chair Dave Camp's proposal to permanently extend tax breaks, some key to ag interests, draws support from the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF Executive Director Dale Moore.
It becomes nearly impossible to put the right kind of plan together when you have temporary or an uncertain tax code, because you don't know from one year to the next what kind of provisions you need to be working with, basically to maximize returns on what is typically a very narrow profit margin.
AFBF's Bob Stallman recently testified on behalf of permanently extending small business expensing for equipment and buildings, a provision which lapsed January 1st. Moore says Camp seemed receptive.
He certainly didn't have the chairman tell him, no, we're not even going to go there, which I would say is part of the encouragement was that indication from the chairman in a very general sense that I want to determine which of these provisions are worthy of being made permanent.
The Senate Tax Writing Finance Committee has already passed a package of extensions of ag and other tax breaks, but not permanently. The question now, timing. How quickly will Camp move on his own extenders package?
Our big hope is that, you know, with both sides of the Hill getting their tax packages done as quickly as they can, then that will maximize the time we have this year, you know, to make our case for both extending the provisions and making them permanent. That's what we're pushing for.
Moore suspects Camp will propose a tax extenders bill separate from the sweeping reform effort the lawmakers put forward as his top priority, but such a bill is unlikely during this election year.